Zog the Gemara, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom by the 2 dots. Hahu Yenuka, there was an infant. The Ishtape Chamimei. In the olden days, if you didn't have hot water after a meal, it was Sakonas Nefoshes. Today, the Mechabes clearly says Shin Lamed Aleph, today it's a different world, and the Metzias is different. You don't need Chamime, you don't need hot water for a meal. But the Ishtape Chamimei, the water spilled, the hot water spilled. Now we're talking about, Rashi and Tosfos both say that we're talking about that the water spilled before the milah. If the water spilled after the milah, there's no question. You warm up water on Shabbos right away because sakonas nefashos, pikuach nefesh. We're talking about that it spilled before the milah. So what do you do now? Omalu Rabbe. So Rabbe said, Naisele chamima migav beisa. Bring hot water from my home. Now my home is not in the place where the milah is. It's a different home. So you have to bring it from one home to another home. You're only allowed to bring from one home to another if you made an Erev, Chatzeris. So that's what Rabbi said. So Omale Abayi told Rabbi, V'loy avinon, we did not make an Erev. If you don't make an Erev, how could we bring from one home to another home? Omale, Nismoich Ashituf. Let's be Samech on the Shituf Mevois. Maybe there's no Erev, but there's a Shituf.
What does that mean against the fact of Shituf?
The Shituf Mevois, they're all chipped in together with the box of matzahs, a shituf. Later on, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that if you made a shituf mevoyis, then you're allowed to carry into the mavi into the chotzer, even if you did not make an erev chatzeris. So the question was, erev or shituf?
Omalei nisbech hashituf.
Omalei holashatfinin. There's no erev. There's no shituf. There's nothing. You can't bring from the water. Now, what about being mevatel to one to another? So Tosfos Daf Samach Dalet says that even if you had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, if you can mevatel michotzer lechotzer, according to Shmuel, you can't mevatel michotzer lechotzer. So that could be going pshat in the sugya. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can mevatel, it's only chotzer lechotzer, but not bias lebias. Here we're talking about it was in one home to another home. The hot water was in one person's kitchen to bring it to another home. So me bias lebias, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you can't mevatel. Another Teretz Tosfos wants to say on Samach Dalet that you could be mevatel in bias lebias going to Rabbi Yochanan, but the owner of the bias has to be home to be mevatel. He wasn't home. So Mele doesn't start. There's no Shituf, there's no Erev, and there's no Bittel, because either according to Shmuel or according to Yochanan, Mi Bayis La Bayis or the Bala Bayis has to be home. So what happened was, so Abayis said there's no Erev, there's no Shituf. So Rabbi said, Neim Gilei Lenochi. Tell a Goy to bring it. Tell a guy to bring it to us. Tell a guy to bring us the hot water. Omer Abaya, boy lo oisve lamar. I have a question on this. I have a tuft on this. Veloy shafken Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef doesn't allow me to ask a question at this point. Why? The Omer Rav Yosef Omer Rav Kana ki avina be Rav Yehuda have omalon bidoy reisa. When you're discussing a question of the reisa. So Maisvin on Tiufta Vahadarav Din on Maisa. First ask all your questions and then you do the Maisa. Don't do a Maisa before you have a question. If you have a question, maybe it's also. Bidirabonon, since we're talking about over here, telling a guy is a Drabonon, which is a Shvus. Bidirabonon, Avdin on Maisa, first act upon the Maisa. First do the Din. The Psak Din from the Rebbe. Vahadar Maisvin on Tiufta, and then ask all your questions. Now, it happens to be, by a drabonon, we don't ask questions, so we paskin like that in Reish Mem Beis, when a Rebbe paskins a din, Reish Mem Beis in Yoredeya, so then al zilzel of the Rebbe, you don't ask questions if he gives a psak on the drabonon. And the Nesivis HaMishpat, in Reish Lamed Gimel says, lahalocha, he brings a raya, that if someone is oivan iser the drabonon b'shoigeik, because of a psak din, and then it was his bar after questions that he asked that it was taka wrong, he shouldn't have done it. He doesn't need a kapora. It's by a drabonon, you can do the ma'isa first. By the ra'isa, no thing as blindly doing the ma'isa because of a psak. By a drabonon, you can do it. You're based on what your psak you received. And Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Oris explains, he says, the yisodin issa drabonon is an issa gavra. So we bought the gavra, the person had permission, because the Rebbe told him, so Meli, he's not oivis, no kapora. By an issa deraisa, an issa cheftza. It's a chefetz. It means the product is also. It doesn't make a difference that you had a psak. At the end of the day, you have to be, if you have a question, you ask it. So by an isa chefetz, so then you need a kapara no matter what, even if you're shogeg. By an isa gavra, because it was be'etzim, you're saying on the Rebbe, he says, la'aloch, you don't need a kapara. But the nesivis is not la'aloch, the mishmur, l'maisa doesn't pass like that. In shin lamadalad, by the rabbonon, it's not, you know, automatically off the hook. Now, the Trumas HaDeshen says that this is only when your Rebbe tells you a psak. But let's say you see a Rebbe about to do something which you think is an Isra Rabbonon, you stop him, you ought to ask him also. It's when you get a psak, so then it's something that it's, so to speak, he went through and he's sure about, so then you don't ask a question, Avdina Mais and then Tiyufta. But when you see him do something, then you ought to ask and to mafish him if you feel that it's also, even by the Rabbonon. So again, so we have this Yenuka Deshtapa Chamima, you can't bring it with a Shitu for an Erev, there was no Shitu for an Erev, Elamai Telegoi. So that's what Rabbi's psak was. Abai said, I have a question, but I have to keep quiet. First, let me do the mice, and let me ask all the questions later. The Gemara is going to say soon what the question is, what the question that he had was. Now, like I said, Rashi and Tosis both say, we're talking about that it spilled before the Mila. There is a Yisuris, like a Machloikas, Balamor and Ramban, famous Machloikas in Rabbi Lezer and Mila in Shabbos, that the Balamor holds that we don't tell a person, do the Mila, because right now there's a mitzvah of Mila on Shabbos, and tomorrow when it's Pikuach Nefesh, tomorrow you're allowed to warm up your water. I said to the Balamor, no, you're not allowed to be machlis itself in a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. So you can't just say, be blindly, right now there's a mitzvah Mila and there's no water, okay, tomorrow.
Well, what's tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, I mean after the Mila, I'll warm up the water. The Balamor says you cannot do that. You can't be machlis itself in Pikuach Nefesh. The Ramban argues, the Ramban has learned up the sugi differently, but the Ramban argues and the Ramban says that Yeladu first do a Mila, and after the Mila will be Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is afterwards. Right now it's Mila, Pekuach Nefesh is later. Balamor says you can't be Machni Yisrael Pekuach Nefesh if it's spilled before. Like I said, the Ramban says Yeladu, right now there's a Mitzvah Mila. There's no water, but right now there's a Mitzvah Mila. And after the Mila, of course, everyone agrees Pekuach Nefesh is done everything. So the machleik, sorry, it's like a machleik. So be machnet yourself in pikuach nefesh or not. Like I said, Shulchan Aruch says bisman hazeh today. This is not relevant. This pikuach nefesh of water is not necessary. But be yisurid it's like a machleik. Is a yisurid it's like a machleik. Balmor and Ramban. Zok the Gemara. What was the tufta that he wanted to ask? Zok the Gemara as follows. Lebosa hachi after this psak din, and after he brought the water through a goy. Omale, my boy is loisve. What was the question? My boy is loisve lamar. Omale de Tanya. Hazo shvus. If someone is tome mace, the reason why you can't be maza on Shabbos, Rabbonon made xera because you might come to carry the mei chatos, the hazo, dalal amas bishus rabim. And yet we know that even if there's a mitzvah, for instance, you have to shecht your common pesach, you don't do it. You don't do this shvus on Shabbos. In baka mitzvah. Va'amigal anochi. Telling a guy to bring the hot water is a shvus. Zok demo samaches, ma hazo shvus, when the doich is a Shabbat, like we said, even boka mitzvah, to shecht your Pesach. It's a doich, a famil enochi, shvus, when the doich is a Shabbos. So the rabbonu take a shvus, should not be doich a Shabbos. So how could you tell the guy, that was my question I wanted to ask you on the psak din of telling the guy to bring the hot water? Omalei, so he told him back, v'loi shoniloch, bein shvus deis be maisa, le shvus de les be maisa. Don't you differentiate between a shvus that has a maisa and shvus that does not have a maisa? There's different ways of learning this Gemara. So one way of learning Tosis and the Bahag and the Bach, they're not going to the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara is just this. The difference is between a shvus is be maisa and shvus less be maisa is amira lenochi alone is not a maisa. It's only a dibur. Mashenken hazor is a maisa. So hazor is taka osa. Now, it doesn't make a difference the fact that the Amira involves warming up hot water, which is an Issa deraisa, that's irrelevant. Once you did Amira l'nochi, it's a Shvus, and a Shvus is Mutter, even when you do an Issa deraisa. It doesn't have to be a Shvus. That's one Girsa. The other Girsa is, that's a Girsa of the Rif, and the Rof, and the Rosh, and the Rambam, there goes the next line of the Gemara. The difference is, the V'loishon Le'mah, Ben Shvus Deis B'maisa, Shvus Deis B'maisa, the Homar Le'omar l'nochi Zil Achim, because he never told the guy to warm up the water. He didn't tell him to warm up the water. He told him to bring the water. That means
The only reason why it's mutter is because you didn't tell him to do an issa deraisa. You told him to do an issa derabonon. That's a shvus to shvus. If you would have told him to do an issa deraisa, it would have been also, even by bringing the water. But you didn't tell him to do an issa deraisa. So that's why it's called a shvus to shvus. It's an issa derabonon. And that's why it's mutter. But ein chanami, if it would have been an issa deraisa, not just to be metalton chotzi, he would have told him to warm up, then it would have been osir, because it's only mutter by shvus to shvus. And there's a big nafkimni la'alocha. How do we pass the halacha lemaisa? Meaning, is a shvus amira lenochi is a mutter even by a deraisa? Because it's a maisa, it's only an amira. The valve is an amira. Amira lenochi is mutter. Or no, amira lenochi is only mutter by a shvus to shvus, not by an issa deraisa. And that's the big nafkamin in halacha v'shteitzach. How we pass and Ramo brings that he brings the bala itur that b'shas atchak a person can be soimich even on a deraisa b'tzorich mitzvah. The tzarich mitzvah, the tzarich choyla, then amir lenochi. But Stamazoid Mishbur clearly says that amir lenochi is only mutter by shvus to shvus. That means you have two drabonons. One is the amir lenochi, and one is the etzem thing that he does is also a drabonon. The question is it maybe only by mila, which is nitin lidoches? It's because mila is beetzem nitin lidoches, or is it any mitzvah, or is it any choyla? What exactly is the tzarich that you need? Malkaponim. We're machmir that we don't do amir lenochi only by a shvus to shvus, two the rabbonons. One is the amira and one is the maisa is the rabbonon, not lohochem. Meaning with this gersa, and it has to be a tzarech mitzvah or a tzarech choyla. So again, zok de gemara omar leis, he told him back, v'loi shonloch, bein shvus to is be maisa, le shvus to les be maisa. What is the difference? Because there's a big difference between hazor and bring the hot water. The Maloi Omar Lenochi, if you go with the gears of the Maloi Omar Lenochi, Zil Achim. You didn't tell him to warm up the water, you just told him to bring the water. So in Mela, that's the gears of the Rif and the Rosh, the Gur is the Maloi Achim. That means that only an Issa deraisa would takabi osa. Masheng and Staman Amira that you did with an Issa derabonon of Mitalto, that's a Shvus to Shvus. And that's why it's Takamuta. Masheng and Hazor, that involves an Issa deraisa. And this is the rights of being Ma'avid al-Alam is B'shus Rabim. You told him to be, that's the whole reason why we're going to the Hazor. You're not allowed to be Mazan Shabbos because you might come to be Ma'avid al-Alam. Mashiach in the other Girsa, the difference is a very simple difference. Here it's an Amir and here it's a Ma'is of Hazor. Meaning, without the Homar, the Girsa of the Bahagin Tois is, V'loi Shonloch, Ben Shvus to Is, Ben Ma'is, Shvus to Les, Ben Ma'is. Very simple. Meaning, Hazor is not a maisa. Mashiach over here is just an amira. Amira is not a maisa, and that's why it's mutter. And this maisa of amira is mutter, even if it means it involves warming up the water. Because the maisa, amira lenoch is mutter, because it's the rabbonon is amira, and it doesn't have to be a shvus to shvus, even if it is involving the warming up the water. That would be the tolling these two gersois over here. Zog de Gemara, Omele Rabbe Barav Chonon L'Abaye, Mevoy Dis Betre Gavre Ravre, Rabbe and Abaye live over here, Kerabonon, L'Lahavi Beloi Erev, L'Lahavi Shituf. How do you, Rabbe and Abaye, live in a place that doesn't have an Erev Chatzeres or Shituf Mevoyis? What's the pshat?
Zog de Motcha, Rai from here, that you're supposed to live in a place there's an Erev. Well, how do you not have an Erev and a Shituf in your Chotza? Omele, my Navid, Ma Lav Urche. So Abaye said, Rabbe, it doesn't pass for him to go collect from all the inhabitants, all the neighbors, money for the loaf of bread. Pass nicht. So Mele Rabbe can't do that. It's not his covet to be mechazer after the Bnei Mavui and to be goyver for the Shituf. And I know me, Abaye, myself, I'm busy learning. Not because of my covet, because I'm learning. Abaye said about himself. And Inu and the other people that live here, lemashkechi, they don't care. You know, like in the shul, nobody does anything. The Gabbai. If not for the Gabbai, no one puts away the Svarim. No one cares. So it's ending over here. Rabbi is at the Chvoidoi. I am busy learning, and the people don't care. Zog di Gemara, vi aknelu pita besola. And if I am makna, a piece of bread in my basket, in my home, I'm being makna for all the people, I'm being mezaka for them, everyone has a chelik of my box of matzahs. Kevin the boy, let me know. If let's say one of my neighbors knocks on my door Shabbos afternoon, says Kaiva Matzah from the box. So Veloy Efshali Yasunale, I can't give it away because I need it for myself. So the mail a bottle shituf. Then the whole shituf is bottle. It's not real. Shituf means it has to be something that It's for all the people, theoretically. But if I'm not going to lend it out so quickly or give it away, so then I can't just take a box of matzahs and say everyone's part of this Erev. The Tanya learned clearly in the Braisa, Echem Bnei Bobi Shabikas Yayin the Shemen. If one of the Bnei Bobi asks, can I borrow some of the Yayin Shemen from the Shituf? V'loi Nosaloi, Botel HaShituf, it's his battle. So he told him, V'nikle Marev Yisa de Chala B'chavisa. What about in your storage home? You don't need that. You have a big barrel of vinegar. So be makna for every person, a chelik in that. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work either. Why? Tanya, ain mishtatvin ba'oitza. You can't be mishtatvin in the oitza in something that's in a warehouse. And the reason is because if, let's say, you're going to take something from that, so then maybe you took the shituf. Meaning it's something that's in storage. It's totally in breira and less ain breira. If you don't say breira, then if I'm going to take a little of the vinegar, so then it ends up being that maybe I took from the shituf and then there's this battle. Tanya, ain mishtatvin ba'oitza. You could be mishtatvin something that's in the oitza. Oitza loy kasha. It really depends on this. You study the machlokes of breira. Ho beis shamai, ho beis hillel. The tanan. It's telling the machlokes if you hold the breira or not. If you hold the yesh breira, then mishtatvin ba oitza. But whatever you ended up taking, that was your chelik, and not someone else's. If you hold the ain breira, then you can't mishtatvin ba oitza. Because then you end up taking something from someone else's sheet of the erev. So that's bottle. It's his part, my part. So then you don't know what you end up taking. You don't know who's whom. If you don't say Breira, then you don't know who's whom, and you mavatal the whole shituf before it even has it.
You're supposed to be able to take something from the Erev.
But you're taking before it has an effect. This is supposed to work for a few weeks. The Tanan, where do we find a machlokes in Breira? Hameis bebayis. If you have a mace, a corpse in the house. Now, whichever doorway the mace is going to go out of, it'll be metama. Even the kalim in the doorway. Now there's five doorways. We don't know which one he's going to go to. So as soon as the mace is bebayis, right now all the kalim in every doorway becomes tomei.
Even if
he ends up going to a different one. Uh-huh. Because the mace, we don't know. Ein
breira. Until
he goes out, you mean. Because the end of the day he's going to go out. But uh-huh. So we don't know which one. So all the doorways, kalim is atomei.
Even after he goes out?
Yes, because as soon as the mace bebayis and all the doorways are tomei.
Automatically.
But if you hold yesh breira, they're not. The tanan, hameis bebayis v'loi psachim harbe, kulan tomeiim. Niftach echad mehen, if he only goes through one of them, meaning, if let's say one of them you open up a new doorway. As you open up a new doorway for the mace, then obviously, then he's only going to go through that one. So then hu tomei, then only that one, the other ones are closed, hu tomei, the kulan tahirin, all the other ones are tar. Chishev loy tziyah be'echemen. Let's say you thought about taking it to one of them. Oy bechalon sheish ba'arba la'arba. It has to be at least a minimum size that it can go through there. So matzal ha'kol ha'psachim kulan. The fact that you thought about taking out to one of them.
Before the guy died,
exactly. Be'shamay yom gim. That's exactly this machloikas. Be'shamay yom gim. V'ushechishev alts atchele meis yom es ha'meis. It has to be beforehand. Because ain't breira. As soon as he dies, then you don't know which one. But if you thought beforehand, then you ain't chanami. Ube siloloimi no, yesh breira. Af mishiyom is hameis. You can do this even after the mace died. So we see a certain thing machlokes if he say breira or not. So when you're telling me that you can be mishtatif in the oitza, or not mishtatif in the oitza, it's totally in yesh breira or ain't breira. Zok di gemara. How are yanuka? Another case of yanuka. The ishtape chamime, where again the hot water spilled. Omelu rove neshayla le'ima. Let's ask the mother, im tzricha, if she needs hot water or not, because a guy can warm up for her. Rashi brings because we paskin in Shabbos kuf chavtes a chaya woman that gave birth. Acha shiva afilo omra tzricha ni ein mechana lesa Shabbos. Avon oisa de amoi. After 7 days. Not the same sakaras the foshes. Even if she says you need it, you don't do it. But a guy could do it. So let the guy do it for the mother, and then agav be marve b'shiurin, make for the child also. Now this happens to be a certain machlokes. If marve b'shiurin, if you're adding on more, the Rashba holds that in Be'er Yudzayin that marve b'shiurin is rabbonon. So then it's very gishmak. It's a shvus to shvus. Tell a guy, which is amira, to be marve b'shiurin for the kid after he does for the mother. Shvus to shvus. It's takamuta. Mashenga the Ran over there learns that Marbe Bishurin is the Raisa. So lechare, if you hold, he needs shvus to shvus. So what would it help? My bishun is the raisa. So the reason why it's muta, the Ran says, is because the chumra of marbe b'shiurin, we're not machmir by amigal anochi. Amigal anochi beriba b'shiurin, we're not machmir. And that's where you can tell the guy to be marbe for shiurin, agav imei. Omalega meshashel rove, ima ka'ach letamri. The mother is not sick, she's eating tamarim. She doesn't eat hot water, she's eating dates. So iba zoi, she's nishtazak kanka. She's eating a bag of potato chips. So Drashi, Kloima, Hochazina Denitzkicha Chamin Lishtois, Dotsoin and Amiochla. She's eating cold products too. So what does she need? Hot water? Omalei, Fakert, Eimer, Tunve, Baalmu, the Nokadlo. Maybe Fakert, she's so ill, she doesn't even realize what she's doing. She's eating tomorrow. It's not good for her. She needs only Chamin, not Tsoinen. So it's not a riot that she's not ill. Avadish, she still can be Mecham, Agavime. What'd you say? No, in a case where you're allowed to be mechamim agav nochi for the mother, so in such a case, you're allowed to be marben, add on more also for the child. That was the etzah that he gave. The etzah ma'isa chimum, you can do agav imei.
What can you do for the child itself?
Because like we said, we're talking about before the milah, and before the milah is not sakar as the foshes, the mother is muta agav imei. By the child, that's a whole question that we said, you need to have a shvus to shvus. Before we said going through a chotzer, here we're seeing warming up agav imei. Let's see the third case in Hayinuka Dishtapa Chamime. We'll start this, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. We'll start this third case. Hayinuka, there was a Yinuka Dishtapa Chamime where the water spilled. Omalu Rova, Ponuli Mani mi Be Gavra Levei Noshi. So if you look in Rashi, there's a picture. Basically, there were two homes, the home where the cotton was and the home where Rova lived. Rova's chotzer was right near the chotzer of where the home of the kid was. Two chatzeres. Now, he had to bring the hot water from Rava's chotzer to the kid's home. So
the Bai
Shekotin. Right, the Bai Shekotin. So he told him, in the back of his home, he had the women's rooms. His room is in the front room. So he wanted to make sure that he's not going to by accident take stuff from his home, Rava, into the chotzer. Because once he takes stuff into the chotzer, if he's mevatel the shus to the cotton's chotzer, then he's mevatel that whole bittel if you utilize the chotzer again. So he said, take all my utensils and put them in the back room by the noshim, so I won't by accident utilize the chotzer after I'm mevatel for the kids' home, so they can take the hot water. So omelu rov apparently mani mi beni gavra, take it from the front room, the study by the front of the house, and bring it to the noshim to the back. The ezel the ace of osim, and I'll be there the rest of Shabbos. The mevatel on chotzer, I'll be mevatel my chotzer to the kid, so mele they can take from my chotzer the hot water. How could you be mevat lechotzer? It is a machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon mevat lechotzer lechotzer. Va'omai Shmuel ain't bittel reshus bechotzer lechotzer. Omalei anok Rabbi Yechonon svirlei. How old you could be mevat lechotzer lechotzer? Da'omai yesh bittel lechotzer lechotzer. Zok the Gemara v'loy sovel amakas Shmuel. And if you don't know of Shmuel, daf samachesam mebeis neisemar beduchta v'nevatelu ledidu. Why do you have to go to the back room? Just stay where you are. You don't know of Shmuel. Be mevat lechotzer lechotzer. V'nehadre inu v'nevatel lelemar. You don't have to change your premises. Let be mevatel to the kids and let them take that water. And after they took the water, let them be mevatel back to you. So mele be mevatel to A, and then A be back to mevatel to B. So mele, you can utilize the chutz. You don't have to go into the back room of the noshim and bring all your stuff there. You can go back and forth. So he says, no, and that the kud I don't hold like a b'yechnon. I know b'hokesh Shmuel svirale. That much I don't say you can be mevatel b'chayz mevatel. The omar, I know Keshmul, the Omer Eim Avatim Chozim Avatim. Frek the Mova Lavcha Taimu, it's all Tolis Ebezeh. My time Eim Avatim Chozim Avatim, why can't you go back and forth? La Mishum Dechem, the Botler Rishus say, it's Talak Memahocha. Once you're Mavatim Rishus, you're out of here. And if you're out of here, so then you're considered Memahocha Legamgi, Vavle Keben Chotzer Acheres, and you're like a different Mechotzer. Vein Bit Rishus Mechotzer Lechotzer. So Ma Nami, Loin Avatil, so Ebezoi, that means you hold it, you can't Mavatim Chotzer Lechotzer. So he says, no, that's not the reason why mevatim choyz mevatim. It's not because you become like a different ben chotzer. It looks like a joke. It looks like chuchu v'tlula. I'm mevatil to you, and then you're mevatil back to me. Not because I become like a different chotzer, and I'm mevatim chotzer l'chotzer. I hold you could be mevatim chotzer l'chotzer. I hold like a b'yechanon. But mevatil choyz mevatil, that itself is a chuchu v'tlula, and that I don't hold of. So the third case of a yinuka, he said, bring all the kalim to the inner home like this. I won't take by accident stuff into the chotzer to be mevatel the bittel that I did to them, and I hold like a b'yechanon mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. We'll stop over here.